USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promoting new executive orders on climate change. Biden saying the U.S. has delayed action for too long on addressing the climate crisis. Responding to a question about what his message would be to the oil and gas workers who will see an end to their livelihoods, Special Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry says,
coal plants have been closing over the last 20 years. So what President Biden wants to do is make sure those folks have better choices, that they have alternatives, that they can be the people who go to work to make the solar panels. They were making them here at home. That is going to be a particular focus of the Build Back Better agenda.
The Fed Reserve announcing that they're keeping interest rates steady. Policymakers wrapping up their meeting in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Senator Tim Kaine, a Democrat, says censuring former President Trump may be better than going through an impeachment trial because it's clear most Republicans won't vote to convict him. The Virginia Democrat speaking on the Senate floor Wednesday. Senate Democrats are reintroducing a D.C. statehood bill.
The 693,000 residents of Washington, D.C. have no congressional representation, yet pay more in taxes per capita than anyone in the United States. Lawmakers on Wednesday are discussing a bill to make Washington, D.C. the 51st state in the United States. If the bill comes to fruition, it would almost guarantee two additional Senate seats for the Democrats. Back in June, then-Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, said he was not going to bring the legislation to a vote in his Republican-controlled chamber. End quote. Only a congressional amendment can redesignate D.C. from a city to a state, and the 23rd Amendment would probably need to be repealed. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
President Joe Biden has signed 37 executive orders as of Tuesday. Comparing that with his predecessor, President Trump, he signed 4 executive orders in the first week of office, and on his first day in office, he signed a single executive order focused on minimizing the economic burden of the Affordable Care Act as his administration began to work to repeal it. Back in October, then-candidate Joe Biden did an ABC News town hall where he said he would not govern by executive order.
I've got to get the votes. That's why, you know, the one thing that I have this strange notion, we are a democracy. Some of my Republican friends and some of my Democratic friends even occasionally say, well, if you can't get the votes by executive order, you're going to do something. Things you can't do by executive order unless you're a dictator. We're a democracy. We need consensus.
President Biden's pick to lead the Energy Department, Jennifer Granholm, has disclosed millions of dollars in stock options across a broad spectrum of businesses, including more than $1 million in an electric vehicle and battery maker set to go public later this year. In her ethics agreement filed with the financial disclosure, the former two-term governor of Michigan says she plans to sell her vested stock options as soon as possible, but no later than 180 days after she's confirmed. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.